Good morning. It's Thursday, May the 14th, and this week we've been looking at some of my favorite psalms, and we've looked at Psalm 8 and Psalm 46 and Psalm 84, and today I thought we would think a little bit about Psalm 103, and it begins, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name." And then in verse 13, it says, "As a father shows compassion to his children, so the Lord shows compassion to those who fear him." And the Hebrew word for compassion is actually a feminine word. And it's the word that in Hebrew would be used for a mother's love. And it's as though the psalmist is saying to us here, and it's one of David's psalms, that God's fatherly love has a motherly component to it. Now, don't go off the cliff here and do what crazy theological liberal churches do, and there are prayers out there that go, "Our Father and our Mother," and that's a step too far. God reveals himself as a father, but he has motherly instincts too. He nurtures. He knows what it is to pick little children up and reassure them and tell them that everything is going to be all right. That's the great thing of being a Christian. I've repeated it many, many times because it was one of the key signatures of Dr. Ferguson. At the end of a sermon, he would frequently say, "What a wonderful thing it is to be a Christian." And what it means to be a Christian is to know that God is our Heavenly Father. He's not just some potentate or awesome, inexplicable power or a force. He's our Heavenly Father. We have been adopted into his family. We are his children. We are heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. And this psalm speaks of his forgiveness, of his redemption, how he renews us in times of trouble, his all-embracing and all-covering love, and his eternal love. Verse 17, "The steadfast love of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting." Well, today, in the midst of everything else that you might be doing and concerned about, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits." And may that bring you comfort today. And the Lord bless you.